It's a little after 6 at Sitka's Rocky Gutierrez Airport, and the passengers from the Alaska Airlines flight from Seattle are disembarking the plane. Standing in front of the exit, an airport worker waves a sign alerting travelers to free COVID testing. Most people walk straight past and go right to baggage claim. The state began testing travelers as part of its screening process a little over a year ago. In the last year, the program has caught nearly 3,000 of the state's positive coronavirus cases. But in February, when the state's disaster declaration expired, COVID tests for travelers became optional. It's still available, but at a recent Unified Command meeting, Sitka's EMS Captain Rob Janik said those numbers have been dropping.
Airport testing continues, but remains vastly underutilized. They have staff over there meeting every flight, offering testing to every passenger who arrives. But only a couple few people have been taking advantage of that off of every flight.
You know, like around Christmas time, there were about, 236 people got tested prior to travel, and 222 people got tested at Sitka specifically at that time.
Alaska Chief Medical Officer Dr. Ann Zink says that number has continued to decrease.
In the month of April, for example, there were 83 people who got tested, 67 people in the month of May.
The state's top doctor says Sitka isn't alone. Across the state, the number of travelers who took an airport COVID test decreased quite a bit over the last few months. At the same time, vaccine availability increased dramatically, which could account for a lot of the opting out. Zink says the state plans to provide testing at most Alaska airports through the end of the tourist season and potentially into the fall, depending on how the pandemic evolves.
Free and anyone can get tested. So young, old, vaccinated, not vaccinated, symptomatic, asymptomatic, no charge. So it's available and free to anyone who would choose to get tested.
Travel continues to be a major factor in viral spread. Zink says unvaccinated travelers should still get tested. And for those that have completed the vaccine, they should be tested if they're showing any symptoms. Vaccinated with no symptoms? Zink says that's up to the individual. She cites a recent trip she took as an example.
You know, when I went and visited my father, you know, who's getting chemotherapy, I got tested prior to travel and then again after I returned back, just because I would hate to, you know, accidentally have picked it up and be able to spread it to someone who was at higher risk.
But Zink says it isn't the decrease in testing that keeps her up at night.
It's the fact that it's easy to think that COVID's just done and it's over. And unfortunately, we still see it spreading, and we can see it kind of spread and take off and really surge in certain communities at any given time. And so we've got tools to our disposal to minimize that and to keep each other safe and healthy.
Zink says testing at the airport before or after travel remains one of those tools, particularly for unvaccinated or symptomatic people. The program is still free to all travelers and will be available at least through the summer. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Catherine Rose.